أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And so we are now in the last 3 days. Today is the 28th of Ramadan. For some of you, it may be the 27th of Ramadan. But let's have a little bit of reflection. The Prophet ﷺ said, an hour's reflection is better than 70 years of fasting during the day and praying during the night. So I'd just like to share some reflections with you. Every beginning of Ramadan, I say to myself that I'm not going to focus too much on food. Yet, suhoor and iftar are important. But what I realized this year with the long fasts is the time spent in the kitchen is a significant part of what the month is about. And there's a sort of hyper-awareness of how everyday tasks during the year can be spiritualized. So reciting Quran while I cook, ensuring that the meals are both nutritious and appealing, sharing my food as I do in Ramadan throughout the year, and giving it the respect it deserves, as the energy is the one that will drive my physical existence. The second thought I have is that I have realized that I was energized when I utilized my free time reciting the Quran or recording these podcasts. It somehow created barakah in time, and the days in which I rested instead of reciting the Quran were far more tiring. And in all, it's been a reminder that it's never too late to learn something new, to have a paradigm shift in our thinking process, be it learning how to make a new recipe or to memorize another surah or to take up or leave habits behind, to seek forgiveness for ourselves and others, to read more du'as or simply to understand moon sighting. Oh, now that's another story and maybe we'll do it someday. But my greatest blessing this year has been the privilege of being able to communicate with so many of you. And it's a lesson I have learned big time. I am humbled, absolutely humbled. Your feedback has been phenomenal. I apologize that I have not replied to many of it, and I will go through each one. But it is just something else. May He bless you always. Please keep me in your du'as, for you will be forever in mine. I am absolutely honored and privileged.